Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll go around the league a little bit here, talk some fantasy, also some Jaguars. Mike Dempsey, 10:10 a.m. in Jacksonville, Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio, NFL Radio as well. Mike, it's Joe in Buffalo. How are you doing, man?
Hey, Joe. What's going on, buddy?
I'm setting lineups is what I'm doing. I'm going through – I've got eight leagues. I know you've been on with Chopin the Bulldog a lot, and Mike, of course, has like triple probably what I do. How many leagues are you in this year?
Leagues in which I have to set a lineup, I'm in 16.
Okay.
So got a lot of best ball teams as well that you automatically get your best lineup that week.
Best ball is definitely the way to go. I'm finding that more and more over the past couple of years. Takeaways from Thursday before we get into some Jaguars, let's talk some fantasy. Mecole Hardman doesn't play. Brandon Cooks didn't have a great game. But otherwise, Mike, my takeaway from Thursday might be, unless you had Cooks or Hardman, anyone that started anyone probably did pretty well.
Yeah, they all did. I mean, all the guys we wanted to come through or expected to come through for us. He had, you know, Deshaun Watson saved it at the end with that rushing touchdown. It was not a great night for him whatsoever, but he did give you the fantasy points you wanted. Will Fuller is obviously going to be his most heavily targeted receiver, and a lot of people are taking him as early as the fifth round, sixth round, certainly. And David Johnson came through in a big way, and then the big four for Kansas City, plus Sammy Watkins, who not everyone is going to play, but apparently Sammy Watkins loves week one. He scored three touchdowns last year. So, everybody pretty much gave you what you wanted on Thursday night.
And in terms of this upcoming weekend, before actually we get into the weekend, there were two running backs that I mentioned in the last segment that signed extensions, Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara. I'm wondering, fantasy-wise, behind Cook, Alex Mattison is someone I've been stashing in dynasty leagues, hoping that there would be contract turmoil with Dalvin Cook.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little bit this week, too. Kareem Hunt signed an extension with Cleveland, and quickly, what was looking to be an incredibly interesting offseason next year at the running back position, Mike, guys are signing, and I think that gives you more clarity in terms of what fantasy will look like for next year.
Yeah, you'll have Leonard Fournette kicking around next year, who's going to be a free agent. You know, but with Madison, I think, you know, you just hold on to him at this point, a guy like that, and, you know, you see if something develops. He's still a high-profile handcuff. A lot of people were taking him as high as, like, the eighth, ninth round, certainly, this year, even if they didn't own Dalvin Cook, on the chance that, you know, if Cook misses any time, you've got a pretty productive back there. But now, you know, you're going to have to decide, is he worth it like Michael the Burner Turner was years ago when he was behind LT, and a few dynasty owners held on to him for 4 years, and he paid off big dividends. That's a long time to wait for impatient fantasy owners.
Yep. How about on the Bills, Mike? We got the Jets tomorrow. The matchup is an interesting one in terms of like what the game script is going to look like. If they're ahead early, we could see a lot of, well, we don't really know. It could be a lot of Devin Singletary. It could be a lot of Zach Moss. It could be a split. And I've felt cautious to play either one of them. How would you look at the Bills' backfield as fantasy options for tomorrow?
You know, our boy Mike Schoep there kind of really skewed my perspective on this. I talked to him about a month ago about this, and he said he was only drafting Zach Moss off Buffalo this year. You know, was really the guy he was targeting. And it got to the point there, Joe, at the end where I just preferred Moss. You could get him cheaper, but given the choice, if I could have one or the other, I'd take Moss over Singletary because I don't think Singletary will get any work inside the 10-yard line. At least, you know, that's my guess, because Josh Allen will carry a few in and Moss will get the rest of the goal line work. And, you know, I mean, we've been hearing that it could be an alternating one A, 1B each week, depending on what the defensive scheme of the opponent is. And, you know, I know the speculation is this week they may try to go more between the tackles because the Jets, without C.J. Mosley, that may, you know, favor Moss more. I just like Moss better. I have Singletary in several dynasty leagues. I didn't really draft him in redraft leagues this year. It just, you know, the appeal of being maybe the pass catcher, and I think Moss can catch the ball as well, but maybe the pass catcher, maybe the guy in between the 20s. Too kind of, you know, cloudy for me. I just can't get behind it. I'm going with Moss if I'm going with any Bills running back right now.
Mike Dempsey joining me here on the Wester Hotline, host of Jaguars Today on 1010 AM in Jacksonville, as well as Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio and Sirius XM NFL Radio. Before we get into some more fantasy stuff in terms of the Jaguars and then transition to them, one other guy from this matchup tomorrow that's not on the Bills, is on the Jets, that I have in every single one of my leagues except for one, and that's tight end Chris Herndon. And I've been wanting to be almost talked off of it a little bit because I feel like I'm too heavy on going all in on Herndon, as I think he could finish easily as a top 10 tight end this season. 2018 weeks is, I think it's week 6 through 16, he was tight end 6, and he missed all of last year. And it's in my argument on investing in him so much is that, Mike, tomorrow the Jets are going to be starting Chris Hogan at wide receiver. Like, they're so thin at the receiver position that I just don't know who Sam Darnold's going to throw the ball to. And I just, Herndon sticks out to me as the one constant there. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I like him for the season. I don't love him this week. I think Buffalo does a pretty good job on the tight end. And so I'm not really eager to play Chris Herndon this week, but I own a lot of him as well. I mean, remember last year in the opener, Jameson Crowder caught 14 passes for 99 yards. I think he's going to get a ton of work out of the slot all season long from Sam Darnold. And I think Le'Veon Bell's still going to catch a bunch of passes out of the backfield as well. I do like Herndon, like I said, over the course of the season. But I'm sure, Joe, where you drafted him, likely you didn't have to take him as a top 10 tight end. So
Nope. There's
either probably a good option on the waiver wire for week one or maybe elsewhere on your roster. You know, if you had to go with him, fine. Because I agree with you. I think at the end of the year, we're going to like where his numbers are. I'm just not super keen on this matchup in opening week.
Fair enough. Talking some Jaguars now while we're still in the fantasy realm. Mike, I went for Ezigbo. I went for Divine Ezigbo when Ryquil Armstead showed up on the COVID list and Leonard Fournette, of course, was cut. And I have James Robinson is now the running back, it looks like, to own, no?
Correct, yes. I mean, Ezigbo's on IR, so it's going to be at least 3 weeks for him to come back. Armstead the same. And I don't know if those guys are going to be able to catch up with him. Here's the thing. Joe, I have not put an eyeball on James Robinson. My show in Jacksonville is on from 10 to noon, and that's when they practiced, training camp practice, all August. And we used to be out there doing our show at practice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Obviously, with COVID-19, things have changed, so I've had to rely on the reports of others. Chris Thompson himself, the Jaguars' pass-catching third down back, said that Robinson has the best vision of anybody on the team. I'm sure you heard Jay Gruden say yesterday that we believe he can carry the load. He's earned the job. And week one here, man, he is going to get all the work he can handle. The only other running back on the roster other than he and Thompson is Dari Ogunbowale, who they picked up literally 2 days ago. I don't know how big of a role you can expect him to have. So, I mean, I think if the Jags can keep this close at all, and keep in mind that they've beaten Indy 5 times in a row in Jacksonville, including week 17 last year. Now, I understand things have changed on both teams. But if they can keep it respectable for a while, I think James Robinson could see 20 touches in this football game. Now, how effective will he be? I'm not sure, but I don't know how many guys you could pick up off the waiver wire in the last week before the season that can get, you know, 15-plus touches at the running back position.
How much do you think he could have played into Leonard Fournette being released? Like, do you think if Robinson or the other running backs hadn't showed to be capable of carrying the workload that they would have kept Fournette?
I do think that. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that they had reasons, you know, that Leonard Fournette had grown on their last nerve over the years, and that played a role in it. I know Doug Marrone said specifically that this was strictly a football decision. I frankly don't believe that. You know, I believe that his backstory, if he had been a model citizen team guy the whole way, I think he would have been given a lot more rope to stay on the squad. And he ran as the first team tailback Fournette did right up until when he got cut. So hard to say he was getting pushed out of the job. But I do think, you know, I've heard good things about Robinson since they picked him up as an undrafted free agent. But he really did impress them. And I, you know, they couldn't anticipate, I think, Armstead going back on the COVID-19 list and then Ezigbo going on IR. And I even said that when they released him. Why did they do this on a Monday when they've got the rest of the week to see what happens at that position? What if they suffer an injury? Now, some of that stuff happened post-cutdown day. But, yeah, I do think Robinson's performance did factor into it. But I think it was a combination of factors with Fournette going.
And finally, on the Jaguars, Mike, they seem to be from the outside going into a rebuild, a tank, however you want to label it, trading safety Ronnie Harrison away, trading Yannick Ngakoue away, letting Leonard Fournette go. Now, all of those could be different situations, and it could just be coincidental, I think, that they're trading these players that have started games for them and have been starters. But is it fair to label them as a team that is bottoming out and is gunning for a quarterback next season?
Certainly, I mean, I'm not crazy, right? Like, I see what's happening like everybody else does. But I do know that, at least from Doug Marrone's perspective, I mean, the guy has won 11 games in the last 2 years. I don't know how many hall passes you get from the owner at the end of the season who continues to say that's not going to be good enough the next time and then brings back the GM and the coach. So, you know, the sense from some of us in the Jacksonville media is that Dave Caldwell has been told that get the salary cap in order, strip it down. If you can win with Gardner, great. We're going to be loaded with draft picks to surround him with. If not, we're going to be in position to make a run at one of the top quarterbacks. So each one is an individual situation, by the way. I mean, unique. They wanted to keep him. They offered him $19 million a year, 18-plus incentives last year. He didn't like it. Talks broke down. He swore he'd never play for them again. They got what they could. Ronnie Harrison was getting beat out regardless, and he's been a guy who's got a lot of kind of immature-type penalties, unsportsmanlike conduct-type stuff. So each situation on its own, you can look at and understand the reasons. Collectively, it's hard not to say that they're stripping things down to the studs, going as young as they can and seeing where the chips fall.
Selfish question here, because I just got a trade offer a couple of hours ago in a super flex dynasty league. Someone offered me Dwayne Haskins for Gardner Minshew straight up. What would you do there?
Boy, that's tough. I'd probably take Haskins, to be honest with you. It's really hard because I think Minshew's going to be better than Haskins this year. Yeah. And you might just bank on that. You know, if you need him this year, I might just hang on to him. But I think, even though it's not Ron Rivera and company that invested in Haskins, the investment that Washington made in him is much larger. And like you said, you know, this is make or break for Minshew. He's going to have to win enough games to convince them that he's the guy. That is really, really close. Put it this way. If you're not sure about either's long-term future, I think Minshew's going to have a better fantasy year this year, so maybe you want to hang on. If you're really playing the long game, I would think it's maybe a 60-40 bet on Haskins.
I might go Haskins. That's not a team that I'm very confident in being good this season. It would come down to me who's more likely to be their team starting quarterback next season.
You know, quite frankly, you should be able to get a throw-in on that, because if the team trying to acquire Minshew thinks he's going to be better this year, you probably can get a rookie draft pick coming back.
And I think that's what this team is doing. So I think I'll probably try to get a throw in there. Mike, thanks for joining me for a few minutes here. Always appreciate it, and enjoy football tomorrow.
Anytime, Joe. Thank you.
Mike Dempsey, 1010 AM in Jacksonville. You could follow him on Twitter at MD_1010XL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.